A federal trial court in Washington, D.C. heard arguments Friday in a civil lawsuit against President Donald Trump for his role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Joe Sellers, lawyer for the plaintiffs, spoke to reporters after the hearing.
This case was first brought in February of 2021, so we are past the four-year anniversary, or almost the fifth-year anniversary, and our clients are looking forward to their day in court as soon as possible.
The lawsuit was filed by the NAACP and several members of Congress. There have been other lawsuits over the insurrection, but now it's down to this one.
This is the last of the cases that is challenging President Trump's role in the January 6th riots. In terms of legal cases, I believe it's the last one that remains.
Before the January 6th attack, Trump spoke to a crowd of his supporters at the Stop the Steal rally near the White House, after which many attendees marched to the Capitol in an attempt to stop Congress from certifying the results of the 2020 presidential election. More than 100 police officers were injured while defending the Capitol. Lawyers for Trump argue that he is immune from liability because he was acting in his official capacity as president. Attorney Joshua Halpern told the judge the entire point of immunity is to give the president clarity to speak in the moment as the commander-in-chief. Plaintiff's lawyers argue Trump was an office seeker who is not entitled to immunity. The lawsuit is called Barbara Lee et al. Versus Donald Trump. The lead plaintiff, Oakland Mayor Barbara Lee, was a member of the House of Representatives in 2021.
I was sitting on the floor of Congress on January 6th.
She thanked the legal team, and especially the NAACP, for keeping the case going.
Our plaintiffs, myself included, believe that no one is above the law. And I believe when the discussion today in court revealed the fact that there are some in this country who do believe that a president could be above the law.
The lawsuit relies on an 1871 law written to protect people from the Ku Klux Klan. The lawsuit lists as defendants, besides Trump, the Oath Keepers militia and the group Proud Boys. On his first day in office, President Trump pardoned, commuted prison sentences, and ordered the dismissal of all 1,500-plus criminal cases. But the civil case against Trump remains, and the plaintiffs say it could be the last chance to hold Trump accountable for the insurrection. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.